Blog Talk Radio.
McCarthy's show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois, is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm is offering services for weddings, parties, corporate events. Contact them at North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Midwest Coach Limousine, a family-run company that's led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff, taking great pride in providing you and your guests a safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or give them a call at 331-903-0088 to book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Bocconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check them out. They're a small business. It's family-owned and operated. Bocconi's.com. And thanks to Sullivan Steakhouse, a proud sponsor of the Deli McCarthy Show. Almost 6 years going strong. Sullivan Steak offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Check him out. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special $17.95 oil change. You heard that right, $17.95. You still can get your oil change for under $20 these days, right? But you got to mention the Deli McCarthy Show, $27.95 for synthetic. But Matt Weber, shout out to you, Matt, and Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy owners. And finally, thanks to Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it.
Ooh, yeah, the Deli McCarthy Show.
Everybody, it's Dolly here. Welcome to the good show. I want to
do a shout out to my friends at the Brightside Theater. I see you guys are calling into the studio. And guess what? I might have messed up, but I'm going to take you guys in the second half of the show. But first, we're going to talk to our first guest. We'll take you guys at about 1:45. So I know a lot of people are tuning in to hear Julie Cornick, and one of the big stars of the Brightside Theater's newest production, Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. But we'll be grabbing you guys on the line in just under 12 minutes. I'm so glad. So hang in there, everybody. We got the Brightside Theater coming on and talking about Joseph. Do you know it's the 50th anniversary of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat? I can't believe it. Where does the time go? I know it hasn't been 50 years since Donny Osmond was on stage at the Chicago Theater. So I'm not that old, but I know it's been a while. Gosh, you remember that? Who remembers that? Donny Osmond on stage at the Chicago Theater, sold out shows for years. Years. Donny was living in Chicago. He couldn't leave because the ticket sales were just unbelievable. I can't think of a better group to put on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat than the Brightside Theater. They are such a talented group run by Julie Cornick, who's going to be joining us on the show a little later, too, to talk about it. We're going to have plenty of time to talk to them. But I just wanted to let you all know they're coming on the Brightside Theater in the second half of the show. But first, a quick announcement. Misericordia's Women's Board inviting you to a very special evening benefiting Misericordia. It's the Heart of Mercy Ball, everybody. It's time, and it's tomorrow night. You could still get a seat. There's still seats. You might be up against the wall. This place, this event is always jam-packed with people. It's going to be at the Hilton Chicago Ballroom, the Heart of Mercy Ball, Friday, November 16th. It's over there at 720 South Michigan Avenue. If you'd like to get tickets to support Misericordia, you know Misericordia is a home with more than 600 residents with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And Misericordia, oh my goodness, just when you think of Chicago, you think Misericordia, you think of Misericordia, you think of Chicago. This is a non-for-profit, an organization that the city, the entire city really backs up and supports in a big way. And this is a big, huge benefit for Misericordia. I hope you all can get out there if you can. Tickets, you can get them from Jeanette Blunda. You can contact her at 847-612-6046 or jeanette.homeb@gmail.com. That's home, H-O-M-B, @gmail.com. All right. All righty. We got to get rolling here. We got a lot jam-packed into this show, and I want to welcome my first guest on this show. You know, some of you may have recalled my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and so I've lived through this. My whole family has. And when I was asked if this guest could come on the show and talk about some of the tough decisions we all have to make when it's end-of-life care for our loved ones, you know, it could be your grandmother, your grandpa, an aunt, uncle, perhaps your parents now, sibling even, too. These are really tough decisions to make about end-of-life care, and we are bringing on an expert. Dr. Ann Kenny is joining us now. Dr. Ann, are you there? Hello? Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay.
Dr. Ann Kenny.
Oh, sorry.
She's
about that.
An accomplished...
Yes, I'm here.
Palliative care physician, geriatric expert, and professor at the University of Connecticut Health Center. So we're really glad to have you on, Dr. Ann. Do you want me to call you Dr. Ann or Dr. Kenny? What do you go by?
I usually go by Ann or Dr. Ann. Thank you.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay. Well, these are, you know, when you've got a loved one struggling with this, you know, the whole family is suffering and struggling. I've been there. And so, you know, take us through these experiences. Do you have any personal experiences, first and foremost, that got you into this particular field?
I do. Dr. Ann? I've been a geriatrician for 30 years. and a palliative care doctor as well. And I've taken the journey with many families, but as the physician, until my mother had dementia. And when she was living well with it, as she did for many years, as many people can, but it was a roller coaster ride, some days joyful, some days not so joyful. But as she began to die with dementia, she got to the end of the disease, I knew what to do from an intellectual standpoint as the doctor, but from the emotional and family dynamic standpoint, I went through that more intense roller coaster as what I think you're describing. And that's what made me write the book, both to share stories of hope that many of the other families that I've seen go through this helped me with, so that I knew that there could be many, many good days in the end of life with dementia, but also the struggles of making those decisions for other people when they haven't necessarily made it very clear. And even if they have, there's the day-to-day details that you have to attend to and the dynamics of the other people involved in caring for the person you love or you're caring for.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your book, the book is called, by the way, Making Tough Decisions About End-of-Life Care in Dementia, you talk about action plans, how important it is to have these action plans to help, you know, family members and caregivers. Can you go into what you mean by this action plan?
Sure. When somebody is living with dementia, if possible, before they lose their capacity to make decisions, it'd be wonderful to set up action plans for having durable powers of attorney and making wishes known early on. But that's often not the case. So when a family member needs to start stepping in, I think I start the book with trying to understand dementia so that the action plan would be to learn about what the disease is, so that you understand what's kind of coming down the pike and can go there when you're not in a exhausted or emotionally tumultuous place, but more when you've got your feet on the ground and your head about you. Then it's learning to deal with the emotions that go with having someone in your life living with dementia and getting everybody else kind of on board with you. So a lot about family discussions, how to have those difficult discussions. And then as you progress through, thinking about legal aspects, what kind of home environment you want to live in, whether it be home and how to stay at home, moving to assisted living, maybe to skilled nursing facilities, and how to do that while preserving the caregiver's peace of mind. Frequently, caregivers can get overburdened and overstressed, and that can lead to medical illnesses and depression, being snippish or worse, exploitive with somebody who's living with dementia. There's just so many pieces along the way. And then finally, when is it time to kind of start letting go? When do you back off on some of the medications that were there to prolong life? And now we don't necessarily want to prolong life. We want to get out of the way of the disease, much as you do sometimes at the end of a cancer diagnosis. And then what to expect when those things come.
Oh, fantastic. Now the book has all of that in there, making those tough decisions about end-of-life care and dementia. It's a guidebook for dealing with the challenges of providing the best possible care for really, and I know this firsthand, a person that's voiceless, that they can't really express their wishes or what they want. So it's really important, as you mentioned, to do this early on and find a plan, get a flexible plan going with everybody in the family ahead of the game. And knowing what's coming down the pike, as you said, the difficult road ahead for sure. You know, I wish we had more time to talk about this, but I think one of the things that I really want to, you know, stress and that you mentioned, talk about in your book is building a network of resources and finding a support group, because it is very, it can be very depressing. It can be. It is.
Yes.
And so you don't want to put yourself at risk and compromise the care for someone that is, you know, your loved one that is struggling with dementia, Alzheimer's. So what
so true.
Sort
and,
of
and
advice
we
would
try
you give
to do,
people about that?
Yeah, I think I think in the United States we're cowboys or we're mavericks. We like to be independent, and so just what you said, it's a tough road. And if you don't gather that support system, you're going to feel burned out. And when you're burned out, you're going to hurt either yourself by burning the candles at both ends, or the person that you're caring for because you're too stressed out. So I think building
right.
that support system is the best. And then making sure that in that support system, you carve out time to take care of yourself, whatever that is the right thing, whether that's singing in some group that you have community or, you know, taking a bubble bath, whatever it is that makes you feel refilled, you have to find time for that.
Right, right. Well, any last bit of advice really quick before we run out of time here? Dr. Ann, really appreciate your time coming on the show to talk about something that's very important and very common these days. You see all of these senior
yes.
living facilities popping up, and they always have the bottom, like the bottom tagline saying for memory care and for those with dementia or Alzheimer's care. It's included in almost every single senior living facility these days. So last
yeah.
bit of advice.
I think the last bit of advice is when you're caring for somebody who's living with dementia, is the best place to be is in the present, and that's where you'll most likely find joy and have the best time for both you and the person you're caring for.
For sure. Well, great advice. Dr. Ann Kenny, thank you so much for being on the show. The book is called Making Tough Decisions About End-of-Life Care in Dementia. And you can find it probably on Amazon, I'm assuming here. I don't see, didn't get a note on where we can get the book, but I'm
yes,
sure it's on
wherever
Amazon.
Books are sold at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you again. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
You know, I really should talk to Amazon. I always mention Amazon whenever I have an author on the show. You think they would give me some credits on my Amazon Prime account? You think? Christmas coming up. Oh, my goodness. Amazon bills getting out of control already. I'm loving it. All right, everybody. I want to do a shout-out to everybody listening on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Welcome to the program, everybody. What's the good word? This is a quick show today. We're jam-packed. We're really excited to have on the Brightside Theater. It's back on. Julie Cornick is joining us. We're celebrating their latest production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Julie, are you there?
I am here.
All right, fantastic. Hey, it's been a while since you've been on the show. Welcome back, girlfriend. We love having you on.
Thank you. Always love being here. You know it.
So tell us about Joseph. How
yeah.
you guys are you guys ready? Opening night is next Friday, right?
Next Friday. We open November 23rd, and we go through December 9th. This is actually the first show of our, can you believe this? Season. It's crazy.
Of your wait, you got broken up. Your what season
our
is this?
Eighth,
I missed that.
Number eight.
Crazy eight. It's gonna be a
I
crazy
know.
Season for you. Oh my goodness, eight
this
years
is our
already.
Dreamers
wow.
and dreamers and schemers season. We opened with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the ultimate dreamer, because any dream will do, as Joseph says. And it's such a great show and such a fun family holiday classic. You mentioned previous, it's 50 years since Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote this show. And yes, it is the Donny Osmond version that we're doing as written, but as we kind of imagined, since Donny did reside here for so long with this show, it's what we kind of all grew up with. Our artistic director and director actually saw it 16 times. So Jeff Cass is a lover of this particular show, but we've got a cast of 19, an orchestra of 8, and 64 kids that at some point in time over that 3-weekend run will actually grace the stage for the children's chorus. on our stage, and that's mixed in with kids from our Brightside Theater Youth Project, as well as three schools in the area, Jefferson Middle School in Naperville, and Jackson Middle School in Villa Park, and Kingswood Academy in Darien. So those three schools will be having their children be on our stage as the students, ultimately, of the narrator, who
is our
lovely guest today. So it's a great family-friendly come out to see the show. Kids, adults, all ages. It's such a fun time, and it's such a great time for just kind of a positive message as well. So it's a great holiday show, and we're so excited. Tickets are just selling so fast. It's such a family favorite, and we really felt like our audience was looking for something like that to do this holiday season, and why not open it on the Friday
perfect.
After Thanksgiving? Perfect timing.
Perfect for families. And, you know, with all those kids in the show, I mean, your shows sell out pretty quickly or do really well in general. But here with all the kids now, it's going to be really hard to get those tickets. So so if you are listening to the show, when you listen to the show, when you see our posts about it, don't hesitate. Don't delay, I should say, because
do
all
not
these
delay.
Kids involved, those tickets will go fast. And I'm worried
opening
about
night
getting
is
tickets
pretty
for
much
my whole family,
out.
Too.
Yep, you
okay.
got to get
you heard
in.
It there. Well, we're really excited to have one of your stars in the show, the narrator, which I think is the hardest, besides Joseph. I don't know why I say the hardest. I think of it in terms of, can I do that? No way. You have to be super talented. And we are so thrilled to have Andries. Now, I'm going to say your last name, and you're going to correct me. I know it, but I'm going to try. Nikudinovsky?
That's
Nikudinovsky?
Pretty good, yes.
Did I get it?
That's good, yes. Oh. Nikudinovsky, that is my last name.
Wait, I got it.
You did a
yes.
great job.
Oh,
I'm very impressed.
Well, I cheated a little. Julie sent me the phonetics, but I'm not even looking at it. I grew up in Chicago, where there's a lot of Polish people, so I'm used to pronouncing names like this. But is this
so
a
you're
Polish
a pro
last
by
name?
Now.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a pro. Yeah. Well, Andries, what nationality is that?
Macedonian, actually.
Is it?
I
wow.
married into that.
Well,
one.
See, I'm from the
west
side of Chicago.
Once
we're all about. Oh. once it was once Williams?
Yeah, so I married into this one.
Oh, you must really love this guy. No, I'm kidding. It's
absolutely.
Great. It's a great name. So, Andries,
you.
We're really glad to have you on the show. I saw you in a production not too long ago with the Brightside Theater, and I was blown away with your voice and your presence on the stage. You have just such a spirit up there, and it just
Thank
the
you.
Energy flowing from you to the audience. And when Julie told me that you were going to be the narrator, I was like, oh, my God. I would have been able to probably pick her out of a lineup, and I would have guessed it was you. Isn't that wild? That's so crazy. So you're a California native.
Correct.
You've been performing with the Brightside Theater in the past, but now this is your biggest role, would you say? Or were you?
Yes,
oh, you were Maria.
So I was, yes.
Awesome.
I have been Maria in The Sound of Music this past summer.
In The Sound of
Music.
Dolores okay, so.
In Sister Act. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you have a husband and a family here. Are you guys living in the southwest suburbs? Where are you living now?
We actually live in Westmont, so very, very close to the Brightside family, which is very nice for us.
Yeah,
so we're local.
Good. Okay. Well, tell us about the role and what you personally are bringing to this role. The narrator of Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is on stage, the whole time, right?
Basically, yes. So the narrator is really fun because she's almost exactly what she sounds like. She's narrating the whole thing. And what's really cool about her is she's just as much a part of the story as she is the audience. So she's very interactive. She's very sassy and witty. And like you said, it's a challenging role, I think, vocally, just because you're singing so many different styles and using every single part of your range from the lows all the way to the highs. So she's the one who's kind of guiding us through the story. And it's just very, very fun. Very fun.
Yeah, I love the narrator in Joseph. And so are you going to, you've probably watched a zillion different versions of Joseph. Have you? Or
yes.
Maybe not. what's your favorite, and what flavor are you going to be bringing to the stage with this
yes.
narrative role?
So actually, I'm kind of a theater unicorn in that this is my very first experience with Joseph ever. I had never really watched the show or looked into it until I knew Brightside was doing it, and people kept approaching me saying, you would be so great at doing this role, you should really look into it. And so I did, and I fell in love with it. Lori Beachman, somebody slid her my way, and I loved it. Oh gosh, there was one particular woman, she's got a killer voice, that I watched her do a production in New York a couple times on YouTube, and I was just blown away as well. Eden Espinoza, if you didn't know, she was a narrator. And I just plan to kind of be myself. If you've ever seen me on stage or know me in person, I'm a little bit sassy and quick-witted and fun, and I just plan to bring some fun presence on stage.
Oh, fantastic. Julie, tell us a little bit about what you see when you watch Andreas up there, and maybe go into the rest of the staff too. Andreas, it's so nice to have you on the show, and I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
It's a tight show today. But we're really looking forward to seeing you on this stage. Julie, tell us about Andreas. What do you get when you watch her?
It's that energy and that confidence. I mean, the narrator truly has to guide the show. It takes you through the story and helps you take you through the emotion of the show. I got the chance to sit and watch kind of a designer run, so all of our artistic designers, meaning lighting and sound and costumes and props, we're all kind of seeing the show as it's now kind of been put together and close to what the final product would be, so we can prepare our move into Tech Week. And you know what? You ride that emotion. I mean, it is like this family unit, and it is the story, and the narrator takes you through that and takes you through that emotional journey as well. So, but what they do is they are also nonstop singing and dancing. There's no lines realistically in the show. This is a song and musical from beginning to end. And then we recap it and do the Joseph remix. And you kind of just keep going, and it's the infection that just kind of gets in you, and you just get so excited to listen to the music and the dance and see it all put together from both your visual perspective of how it's going to look, the sound of the show, the cast is amazing. They're dancing like nobody's business on that stage. And then we've got a great age range from a very young Benjamin who's graced our stage before in Beauty and the Beast. He was our Chip. He's actually Benjamin, the youngest of the brothers, all the way up to obviously Jacob.
Yeah.
And then we've got these kids that range from age 8 to 18 and in the schools who are going to come each weekend. And there's going to be approximately 30 kids for every single show. We have 12 shows. So it'll be Friday night at 8, Saturday at 3 and 8 p.m. productions, and a Sunday at 3. So we'll have 3 weekends of 4 productions from the 23rd through December 9th.
Fantastic.
And we're going to have 30 kids on that stage.
What? And the tickets
$30
are between $25 and $30, people.
Yes.
And free parking. And then you're close to downtown Naperville and all the wonderful things there. Oh, my gosh. Julie, well, break a leg. Congratulations on another fantastic production. I know this is going to be absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait to see it. How are we
Thank
ever
you.
Going to contain ourselves? We're all going to be singing in our seats, too. And Dreams.
Absolutely.
You're going to be really loud. All right. Well, thank you. Julie Cornick, the founder of Brightside Theater. Shout out to Jeffrey Kass, the artistic director, Andreas Nikodinovsky. I'm going to say it right.
Yes.
Who is California native, and now she's in the great old Midwest. Come and see her as the narrator in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. We are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. So long. Be good to each
Thanks,
other.
Sally.
And check out the BrightsideTheater.org. So long. Bye-bye.